You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has renewed earlier warnings to wealthy countries against hoarding COVID-19 vaccines. Health authorities are recommending booster shots to try to fight off the new Omicron variant, which threatens supplies to poorer countries where inoculation rates are still low. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says Omicron illustrates the perilous situation the world is in.
Yesterday marked the 1 year since the first COVID-19 vaccines were administered. We all believed and hoped that a year later we would be nearing the end of the pandemic. Instead, the death toll has more than tripled and the world remains in its grip. Despite our best efforts in the years since the start of the global vaccination campaign, low and lower middle-income countries have been left behind.
Many Western nations have been rolling out boosters targeting the elderly and people with underlying health issues, but worries about the fast-spreading Omicron have prompted some to expand their programs. Researchers are yet to determine how effective current vaccines are against Omicron. They have so far proved hugely successful in slowing the spread of the coronavirus and the severity of illness, but low inoculation rates increase the risk of more dangerous and more vaccine-resistant variants emerging. Mike Ryan, WHO Emergencies Director, says while Omicron appears to be very transmissible, it is not invincible.
We have a fitter, faster, but not invincible new variant for which we don't fully understand the implications clinically or the implications for our vaccines. But this is not invincible. And what we do in the coming days and weeks, both in terms of virus suppression, vaccination and equity, will make a huge difference to the evolution of this pandemic in 2022.
Omicron was first detected in southern Africa and Hong Kong, and the WHO says African countries account for 46% of reported cases globally. Early hospital data from South Africa shows fewer than a third of patients admitted during the latest wave linked to Omicron are suffering severe illness, compared with two-thirds in early stages of the last two waves. Just 7.5% of more than 1 billion people in Africa have had primary vaccine shots. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros has again deplored travel bans imposed on some African countries.
We're also disappointed that many countries imposed a blanket travel ban. Transparency should be rewarded, not penalized. And we're also concerned that other countries may be discouraged to be transparent, actually, for the future. It has an impact. So we're very, very concerned.
South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, also questions those decisions.
We should be concerned that some decisions are no longer informed by science and are not taken on the basis of exercising solidarity. This pandemic has shown how we respond to a truly global crisis. It has shown several shortcomings and weaknesses.
The director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says African governments might have to resort to COVID-19 vaccine mandates if their citizens don't hurry to get the increasingly available doses. Director John Nkengasong warns that vaccine hesitancy and the short shelf life of some vaccine donations is creating new pressures to deliver them to the continent's 1.3 billion people.
So I think my first order of business will be to continue to appeal to the citizens of Africa to get out there and get their vaccines. The second thing is that if people do not do that, then governments would not have a choice other than to impose a vaccine mandate, people. But we don't need to get there if we just do the right thing.
The European Union's drug regulator says it is closely following the Omicron variant and whether new vaccines will be required to fight it. Marco Cavalleri, head of Biological Health Threats and Vaccines Strategy at the European Medicines Agency.
We are preparing to take rapid action should the need arise. The companies that market COVID-19 vaccines are required to submit the results of their laboratory tests to determine the level of neutralization for Omicron and discuss the possible options with us.
Mr. Cavalleri says the agency expects to be in the position of approving a variant vaccine for Omicron within months.
With respect to the timing of an approval of an Omicron variant vaccine, We already stated that this can happen very fast. We put out the minimal requirement in terms of manufacturing and also clinical data that we may want to see before we give an approval. And we will be looking forward discussing with the developers, but also with international regulators, how this clinical package will look like and what will be the minimal requirement for the manufacturing. But we expect that indeed, in a matter of 3 to 4 months, we will be in the position of approving a variant vaccine for Omicron.
To China, which has approved the country's first COVID-19 antibody treatment developed by a Tsinghua University professor and his team. The research team says the treatment, made of two monoclonal antibodies, has shown an efficacy of 80% in cutting hospitalizations and deaths among high-risk patients in clinical trials. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.